And now come closer and hear these words from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes who studied and copied the Hebrew scriptures was impressed by the way Jesus answered questions and asked him, "What is the most important thing that God commands in the law?"
"The most important commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only God. You should love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. The second great commandment is this: Love others in the same way that you love yourself. These are the two most important commandments."
Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Mary Ann Bird was born in 1928 with a severe cleft palate, and she was deaf in one ear, and her classmates teased her unmercifully. She couldn't blow up a balloon or drink from a water fountain successfully. She was different, visibly different. And the other children couldn't see past her impairments. So she lived with their constant ridicule. And when people asked her what happened to her lip, she would lie, and she would say that she'd cut it on a piece of glass. But of all the scorning and sneering she put up with, one of her very worst experiences was always on the day of the annual hearing test at school. The teacher would call the children one by one to her desk, and each child would cover one ear and then the other while the teacher whispered something like, "The sky is blue," or "You have new shoes," into their ears. This was known as the whisper test. Anybody remember the whisper test? It was before they did the headphones with the beeps. If the teacher's phrase was heard and repeated correctly, the child passed the test. So to avoid the humiliation of failure, Mary Ann cheated on the test by secretly cupping her hand over her one good ear instead of holding it closed so she could hear what the teacher was saying into her deaf ear. Then one year, Mary Ann got Miss Leonard as her teacher. Miss Leonard was one of the most beloved teachers in the whole school. Every student, including Mary Ann, wanted to be her favorite. But then came the day of the dreaded hearing test. And when Mary Ann's turn came, she was called to the teacher's desk, and she cupped her hand over her good ear. Miss Leonard started to whisper into her deaf ear. This is what Mary Ann writes of her experience. "I waited for those words which God must have put into her mouth, those seven words which changed my life. Miss Leonard did not say, 'The sky is blue,' or 'You have new shoes.' No, Miss Leonard carefully leaned over to get as close as possible and whispered, 'I wish you were my child.' It was then Mary Ann saw the face of God." How many times have we needed a love like that? When things are going bad for us, we dream about when it will all be over. We dream of when the difficulty will end. And we long for the Miss Leonards of the world to come and in seven simple words make it all go away. Because when we're in the midst of dealing with our stuff, when we're experiencing the messy parts of life, we want something to help. So what does help? Well, love helps. Love. It's the most important ingredient to help. Because Jesus is very clear with the scribe in our scripture when he is asked what the most important commandment is. And he actually gives him two answers. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love others in the same way you love yourself." Jesus gives two answers because they cannot be separated from each other. Loving God without loving others is impossible. The two have to go together. And Jesus knew this. Jesus knew that love was holy and healing and helpful. And Jesus knew we would need lots of love in our lives because love is the bottom line. All things start and end in love. Love is underneath all of our coming and all of our going. Love is our foundation, our firm and our steady foundation. Love secures us when we are afraid. Love takes hold of us when we've taken hold of something else. And in this worship series, we can see that in all of Jesus' instructions, the underlying theme is love. We started this series the Sunday after Easter. It's called Go and Do, because it gives the instructions of Jesus to go out and transform the world. And that very first Sunday we started this, Jesus said, go and transform the world, but take nothing with you except for love. Jesus told his disciples to go out and change the world with nothing but the power of God's love. Love was enough. Then we were told to heal people. Angie shared that sermon. We were to heal people with our love of them in the ways that we can, in the ways we are called to, because love heals. The next week, we were instructed to go to the living water and to fill ourselves full of God's love so we could share love with all the world, so we wouldn't feel depleted, so our thirst for love could be quenched. Then last week, we were told to act in love instead of in anger, because even though we get angry sometimes, none of us are exempt. Acting out of anger diminishes the kingdom of heaven on earth. And this week, we are instructed to love God and to love others and ourselves with everything we've got. Love is the common theme in every single instruction, because love is the bottom line for being able to go and do. Love is the essential ingredient in the transformation of our lives and in the transformation of the world. Because look at what love can do. Love can free slaves and lead them out of the desert and into the promised land. When has love freed you from a dry or lonely place you were stuck in? And love can get us out of the lion's den in one piece, like it did for Daniel. When has love pulled you out of a mess? Love can make a person who can't walk stand up and walk. When has love given you back your strength when all you felt like doing was lying down and giving up? Love can make the blind see and the leper clean. When has love opened your eyes to something amazing and wonderful? And when has your love cleaned out your soul when it was covered in pain and sorrow? And love can raise the dead. When has love given you a new start in life? And why can love do all of this? Because it's of God. God is love, and love is God. One Sunday, as a family was driving home from church, a little girl turned to her mother and she said, Mommy, there's something about the preacher's message this morning that I just don't understand. Oh, what is it? The little girl replied, well, the pastor said that God is bigger than we are, and that God is so big that God could hold the world in his hands. Is that true? The mother replied, yes, that's true. But the pastor also said that God lives inside of us. Is that true too? Again, the mother assured the little girl that, yes, that was true. And with a puzzled look on her face, the little girl then asked, if God God is bigger than us, and God lives in us, wouldn't God show through? Love has to show through. Love has to show through us so we and so the Mary Ann birds of the world can see the face of God. Amen.